I just can't believe it. The New York Mets just blew, or are going to blow a game, excuse me, of epic proportions. It's shocking, not surprising. This is the first time I'll say it. I was not really upset with Mr. Buck Showalter's decisions, but this is the first time where I'll be 100%. Just why? Like, I don't understand Buck this time. He's not going to convince me. He made a mistake. I expect him to own up to it. I hope he owns up to it because there's no reason to have Trevor May start that eighth inning. Give the ball to Lugo. He never does well when with runners on base. Really does very poorly, in my opinion, with runners on base. Give the ball to the guy we just traded for from the Yankees, Yosel Rodriguez. But I mean, like, what are we doing here? Is it like, what do you want, Buck? Like, what are you doing, Buck? Like, that's just my opinion. I don't understand. I don't understand really his thought process. I really don't. And I told everybody he's the right man for the job. It's an early season game, but Lugo, that's who you're gonna go with. Is Adam Ottavino not available? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. You're not gonna convince me. You're not. You are not gonna convince me that this is a winnable game. I get the one in Washington because things happen. Crap, shit. Let's just be honest. Excuse the cursing. Shit happens and want like that. It does. You can't win them all, but this one, if the Mets don't come back, this one's gonna. This is going to be the first loss of the season where I'm like, that this is winnable. But we'll see what happens in the ninth. But just a lot of questionable decisions by Mr. Showalter in that ninth inning. Adam Smith pinch hitting for somebody. And Brad Hand's in the game for the Phillies. Former New York Met Brad Hand in the game for the Phillies. Jarius Samilia warming up. Former Met. Oh God, that's interesting. It's kind of weird. It's actually very weird. It's very weird. But Buck, if the Mets don't come back, that's a strike. A little high, but I would love for Dom to hit a home run here, but this one's gonna bother me. This loss might bother me a little bit. I know it's April. I'm not gonna get too stressed out. I'm not gonna be like everyone on Mets Twitter that's freaking out right now. But no, this one is bad. This is a bad loss. This is probably one of the first. Even if the Mets win the game, you got to question Showalter. There was no you should have went to Lugo right away. Either go to Lugo right away, or. Because he never does good runners on base, but I trust Lugo more than I trust Yosel Rodriguez. And that's frankly because Yosel Rodriguez almost had a 5 ERA last year. That's why. I mean, this isn't even me like being a D-I-C-K. And why isn't Dom bunting? I mean, the third base side is right there. It's too late now. It's 2-2, but Dom should be bunting there. I mean, Dom should ultimately be bunting, and this is an instant reaction, by the way. And we can also do a Mets week in review. They took 3 out of 4 from Washington. Washington's not competitive. A lot of Met players getting hit by the pitch. And Dom, get out of the batter's box. If you're not going to swing the bat, get out of the batter's box. I'm getting tired of Dom Smith. Was the trade for Eric Hosmer? And this is just the truth here. Was the trade for Eric Hosmer a bad trade of 100%? But oh my God, Dom, swing the bat! So I'm tired of those stu. He does the dumbest looks. It's two strike approach. He doesn't have it. He hasn't had it since 2020. I mean, oh my goodness. Get a two strike approach, Dom. Oh my. Like, can you get one? Is it hard? Is it hard for you, Dom? And I don't want to hear the one thing I've always said, oh, that's not a strike. Anyway, well, we have McCann up, so this game's an L. This game is a massive L. A massive L. And I hope I'm wrong, but can Dom Smith get a two out approach? Is it that hard, Dom? Like, is it that hard to get a two strike approach? I mean, obviously for Dom it is. He's never had one. I mean, he really has never had one. But I just don't like the faces he makes when he so many strikeouts looking for Dom, and it's just like the faces, they're not good. I hate it, and it's the same thing with, by the way, any other Met player that strikes out. They make these dumb faces, like, oh, I should have swung at that. Oh, what am I looking at? Did you know the Mets almost were third in the league with strikeouts looking? I mean, that's atrocious, and that was last year, by the way, and that has to change. But they should have won 3 out of 4, and they should have won 4 out of 4 from Washington. But I wasn't really upset about yesterday's loss. But I am going to be upset about tonight's loss. James, well, you can't expect a competitive at bat from James McCann. Gosh, I mean, could James McCann, like, oh, I don't know, swing the bat? No, he's James McCann. He stinks. Like, and I didn't like the James McCann signing from the get-go. You can go back in the archives. I did not like the James McCann signing. In fact, I was very against it. The guy I wanted to play the backstop is playing for the Phillies right now in JT Realmuto. He was the one guy out of all the first Steve Cohen signings where it's like you could convince me with Lindor, but you could not, like, signing him to an extension, even though the extension was way too long with no opt-outs. But anyway, but you could not convince me the James McCann signing was a good signing. I mean, oof, that signing, luckily the Mets have money, but luckily, the Mets have money as he flies out to center field. Typical James McCann at bat. He stinks. He's not good. You're paying him extra money to be a defensive catcher. And I saw a tweet the other day on that Tomas Nito should be the backup catcher for the Mets. And I am 100% for it. I am 100% for that. Well, at least we have Nimmo up. Nimmo's the one guy where it's like he's in the least, and I'm gonna say this is, and he's gonna I'm gonna jinx it obviously because you know I'm a jinxer, but at least Nimmo can put together a competitive at bat. Where was this Brad Hand with the Mets last year? Like, if we had this Brad Hand in September, we would have done so much better. Like, where was this Brad? Just wash it. You have to wash it. You have to wash this. You have to come back and win. The Mets have to come back and win tomorrow. They have to just flush it. Oh, I don't like that call. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Not gonna get worried. It's just April. I don't like it. I didn't like Buck Showalter's decisions tonight, but I'm not gonna get myself upset. My college team won a game today. So it is what it is. I can't get upset. It's just a game. I understand why Met fans are upset, but this loss is gonna suck. This one is gonna bother Met fans, and it should bother Met fans. And don't forget, it bothers me, but it's not something that I'm gonna. They have to. Oof. Jeez. I mean, let's check Mets Twitter. Season is over. Well, I wouldn't go that far. The umpire is shoving it down the Mets' throats too. I'm down with that. I'm down with that. And Nimmo strikes out. That's the ball game. Jeez. This one sucks. This one sucks. I am not happy. I'm owning it. I'm owning that. I'm owning it. I'm owning it. I again, Buck Showalter, this is his first test. This is his first loss where there's a lot. This one hurts. This one now that it's more final or is final. Oh my goodness. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't like it. Gonna convince me. You're not gonna convince me. That's all I got. I mean, again, this has been a Mets instant reaction, week interview podcast, whatever you want to call it. Mets will win the series tomorrow. They will win the series. I'm gonna be very interested to see what Buck has to say. Stay safe, everybody.